No other religion like it except the Catholics.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 You may see. Does anybody have any idea why I keep talking to you the way I do? Especially knowing who I'm talking to. You think maybe you'll get to the point where you're willing to have God talk to you? He's not going to say too many good things about you. So if you're coming looking for that, forget it. God's not going to. He saves sinners. And there's not too many good things you can say about sin. Especially when everything is sin.
Hallelujah.
Even your good works. Or even your good intentions.
Hallelujah.
Don't like that, do you? Huh?
Glory! Yes!
As I again was trying to get my mind on after my berating.
Glory, hallelujah!
And my scolding and hollering.
Hallelujah.
Got to do all the time.
God bless you, Jesus.
Well, you don't have to. I don't.
God bless you, Jesus.
Reprove.
Yes.
Rebuke.
Yes.
Exhort with.
Yes.
Who's long suffer there?
Hallelujah.
The one that's hearing the rebuke?
Oh,
or the one that's doing it?
Thank you, Lord.
See? Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Why? Because the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And you know, as a servant of God, that we must endure.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And so I have to keep reproving, rebuking, and exhorting. Because the time has come when they won't endure.
Amen.
So I got to do it over and over. It's not a joy rebuking somebody. There's no pleasure. God has no pleasure in that. He'd rather bless you.
Amen.
See how little you know? Just look at your response and how you struggle with just a simple explanation.
Amen.
But you know, don't you, huh? You never considered the man rebuking was suffering more than you who were being rebuked, did you?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Do you?
Yes.
And somehow you got to the idea that if a man of God preaches to you, you're going to enjoy it.
Oh,
no.
Endure.
You have to endure it.
Yes.
It's the word of God. It's sharp. It cuts. It gets right up in the mind, down into the heart.
Yes.
How do you like that?
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
I remember how times I've come to you people over and over again. Like I'm doing here again this morning.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Bless you, Jesus.
I'm talking unto you, children of God.
Amen.
To remind you that your sins have been forgiven. Wow. And if you recognize that your sins are forgiven, now you can look at your brother and sister and say, hey, your sins are forgiven. But we have such a hard time with that, don't we?
Hallelujah.
I was thinking about the time my wife sat right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And all when she rose up, she spoke a word of prophecy. I still got it. If I would pray it for her to hear it, or even you. No, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Amen.
Do you?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, do you? Yeah, the word of God came out of her mouth. If you don't forgive this, my servant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She was talking about this one right here.
Yes.
The one who was caught in deep sin.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. How about you? Will you call him sin?
Oh, yeah.
Did God catch you a sinner? Did he find you? How did he find you when he found you? How did he find you? Boy, come on, you can change your face. Stubborn. And you sit there and justify your long room because you think you know something. What do you know about something? They're sinners. Isn't that something? And you people here are sinners that have repented. So what do you do about that? Well, rejoin the angelic host and rejoice. More rejoicing in heaven. Don't you know God wants you to rejoice? And he gives you a reason to rejoice? You're really some people. You're just a stubborn. You know it's right for me to tell you to rejoice. You know that. You know it's right for you to rejoice.
Yes.
We don't really tell you, we show you.
Yes.
We have to be put off.
Yes.
Well, you ain't got no right to do that. Every right in the world. I work for the righteousness of God. Who are we stubborn? God. And I'm going to go back to quote the scripture or the little verse that, as far as I'm concerned, was inspired.
Praise God.
Anointed.
Anointed, yes, Lord.
I want you to understand.
Amen.
Or to believe.
Hallelujah.
How close. And then I told you what God meant by that.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
you did, Charlie.
Yes.
Yes. Sure did, brother.
Amen.
Sure did.
What did I say was going to happen?
The shutting of the door.
That's right.
And when the door shut, then what happens? What happens? When once the master rises up and shuts the door, then many will seek to enter, but they won't be able because your cane took advantage of you. I can't. And so you lost your able. You're able to love one another. You're able to forgive one another. Become so despicable, so unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
Glory.
Oh, he looks so very willing, doesn't he?
Glory. Bless you.
Bless you, Lord.
You see, and you're going to say, what do you know? What do I do? I know Steve. I know the spirit that he operates on.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I've known him for years. I asked a question years ago. Doesn't it trouble you?
Oh, Jesus.
Even the last couple of months when he showed such great willingness here, I still wouldn't let him move on the land. Why? And so you people, you're on the land and I still won't let you live. Because you won't live the way you ought to live. So you're here but you're not here, are you?
Hallelujah.
Why, I let you stay in the tabernacle this morning, sir. You know how many people I keep out?
Oh, Jesus.
You know, if you come to that door and I don't even let them in, and here you are. You see what I'm doing right now? I'm finding out whether I can let you stay. If I find some kind of a contrary spirit, you're going. Isn't he nice? That don't fool me. I go right behind and get right down to the heart. You got to believe that.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you came to do, but I'll find out.
Right.
I don't know what you came to do, some of you, but we'll find out. But I know what I came to do.
Yes.
I came to worship God. I came to give Him glory. I came to say thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I came to rejoice in the Lord always. Lift Baptist dare sing?
No. My people.
Hallelujah. Shorter Baptist dare sing?
No.
Shorter Roman Catholic dare sing?
No.
That's not my commission.
Yeah.
My commission is to cry aloud.
Hallelujah.
Spare not. Spare not. Don't spare Christopher. Don't spare Chris. Don't spare snot nose over here when he talks back to you. Don't spare that one.
Hallelujah.
Don't spare Andrew.
Hallelujah.
Don't spare Brother Connolly.
Hallelujah.
Don't spare Dennis Larrabee.
Hallelujah.
Don't spare. Boy, you think sooner or later you'd be so grateful that I still let you come through that door. But they soon forget. I'm a doorkeeper.
Yes.
If the door's shut, I'll know. And when it's shut, you ain't coming in. But you don't fear that, do you? Oh, I'll just push my way in.
Hallelujah.
Unless you strive to enter in, you're not going to get in. Because once the door's shut, all your striving will be in vain if you're on the outside. You can push and shove. You can kick and knock at it. It ain't going to open. And that is designed by the Spirit of God to teach you godly fear.
Hallelujah.
That message that God gave, it was designed as a warning. Would you like to hear it? Would you listen to it again? And I even told you when the man spoke. I even told you. Somebody tell me how that man got up there to preach. I deliberately walked out into the garden. Isn't that where I found you?
Yeah.
Glory.
I was in the ready room, and God said, I want you to have Christopher preach today.
Glory.
So I went looking for him. I didn't ask him if he wanted to. I just told him, you're going to preach.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
That's the way it was. I had no idea what he was going to preach. I don't tell folk what to preach.
Amen.
I will tell them what not to preach. And if they preach something that's not supposed to be preached, then I'll stop them. They're all right to do it. It don't make no difference. This ministry was set up to do a certain job.
Yes.
You either add to it, because I'm sure not going to let you take it away from it.
Amen.
You're not going to cause anybody to question the man of God.
Amen.
I'm not even going to let you do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but I got it right. No, you don't.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God didn't ask you to. If he should raise me up.
Lord.
He didn't ask you what kind of a man you'd like me to be.
Lord.
Oh, we don't like that, do we? Just look, I'm starting to squirm again.
Thank you, Father.
It's no wonder you sit there in disarray and you want to blame me for it. Because you don't believe God.
Amen.
God said you believe the prophet.
Yes.
Well, how are you going to know who the prophet is? A world of prophets.
Glory God.
They're all saying they got the word of God. Boy, you stubborn people. Your faces are just... Well, I can go along with that on this condition.
My Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We need a quarter for you again, though, because he came in that day and he preached. I was sitting over here. I heard him preach the whole sermon.
Oh, yes.
Or 12 years ago? 16 years ago. Boy, we've been long suffering, haven't we?
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. Woo! How long were you here before I rebuked you?
About 5 days.
You were a pretty good old Joe, too. You know, a Sunday school teacher, well versed in the scriptures. Well, you knew God pretty well.
He knew me pretty well.
Hallelujah.
And here I am rebuking him right away.
Hallelujah.
I even tell you about that too. Boy, you peanut brains.
Oh God.
I was walking down the road. He was walking, working over the garden. I said, go and look at him. Said, God said, he's having trouble with Dave Morales. I walked over and said, well.
Bless you, Jesus.
I said, you have trouble all day, haven't you?
Yeah, welcome to the back.
How do you like that?
Oh,
is that one shovel you with, ain't I?
Yes,
huh?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. 16 years ago. He just came here.
Jesus.
19
years ago.
Hallelujah.
My gospel. You hear this?
Wow.
First thing I do was get on him. Hey, come on, you have to live with Jay Murata now.
Hallelujah.
We had to live with him and die with him.
Yeah.
And because we live with him,
glory,
we can die with him.
Yeah.
Glory. On his deathbed, my heart was crying because I couldn't understand why God taking Jay Murata.
Oh, bless you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Every one of these people that God took, like Jay Murata and Rick, God and I had a real down. I told God if he let Rick die, he can go to hell.
Oh, yes.
Not Rick, him.
Lord.
How can you let this man die?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Mercy, thank you for mercy.
Hallelujah.
I wonder how I got by with stuff right now.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
I talked to God, he talked to me. And I talked just as smart to him as he talks to me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Would you like me to illustrate what I did down by the river? When I walked in, I heard these girls screaming and crying. I looked and I saw Rick and I knew he was going.
Oh, Jesus.
You people, you mean to tell me you can't somehow get out of yourself and picture this?
Yes.
You mean you can't picture this?
Yes.
I walked in there where all the boys, they were screaming. Give me an example, girls. Come on. Down on their knees crying out to God.
Yes.
Believing God was going to keep Rick alive.
Alive.
Hey!
Yes, God.
Very real!
Yes, God.
I didn't stay, did I? Did I? I turned around and walked out. And I went to talk to the boss man.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, folks, I'll tell you what I'll do for you again.
Hallelujah.
I will be very gracious with you. I will stop for just a second. You got enough time to get the hell out of here.
Oh, bless you.
You're not going to keep on sitting around with that damn look on your face, mocking God, because you don't have the ability or the desire to really understand.
My Lord.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, what I did is I walked over to the little bridge that washed across to the island.
Yeah.
And I looked over and said, what the hell are you doing? Rick's been such a blessing.
Oh, thank you, Father.
It was Rick's $250,000.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
That got me on shortwave radio.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
You
hear me?
Yes.
And then he goes and he leaves his wife in my charge. He could die in peace because he left you in good hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't forget it.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I told you. You're excused.
Oh, bless you.
You don't want to be reproved. You don't want to be corrected. If we're going to worship God, we got to worship righteously. We can't do it our own way. They that worship God must worship Him in spirit and truth. Not that you have here. You have the spirit of truth. Oh, wait a minute. No ifs, ands, or buts. Absolute. This is the prophet.
Yes.
This is the sign.
Yes.
Absolute.
Yes.
No speculations. Wow.
Amen.
You are stubborn people.
Oh,
I fell on my face right there where that little hump goes down. You know where you live. Yes. The little hump goes down before you go to the bridge.
Yep.
I fell on my face. I said, God, you let this man die, you can go to hell. Why would you do that? You know, God laughed at me.
Right.
He wasn't shocked me. He knew my heart.
Right. Yes,
he,
Lord.
I had God laugh at me right here. He might even use some of you to laugh at me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, I went out in the garden and I said to him, I want you to preach. And I had no idea what he was going to preach. I sat there and he preached. And what he preached was a message that should have ended this ministry.
Oh, God.
12 years ago. Should have ended my life. What the hell? You people did not hear what that man said.
Yes.
He was preaching about the testimony of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Are you hearing me? What do you think this ministry came up with? The coming of Christ in your lifetime. 19 years ago? 16 years ago? And we're still here? Has the message changed? Are you still alive? Is Rick still alive? Is Dave Morales still alive? Will it be in their lifetime? Sure will. Sure will. Yeah. People struggle with that all the time. Well, people died since you said that, but it's still their lifetime. They lived in this lifetime. They lived in this generation. They lived in this time of the message. And Christ will come in their lifetime. And their death proves that his coming is nearer. Because they died with that testimony. Dave Morano died with that testimony. He testified that this is by his life, by death. He believed that Jesus is coming. He finally gave up trying to live in the flesh. Boy, you people, you really are some. I'd like to know what kind of words can penetrate your hardened hearts. Because that's what your heart, your heart, stiff-necked and hardness of heart. He came and preached that sermon. And according to that sermon, that night he preached it. I should not be alive today.
Amen.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go back and I'll pull it up off of my records. And we'll let you hear it again. I'm sorry. You'll do the same thing you've done for years. You won't listen. You won't really pay any. Will you pay attention to this message?
I want you to understand how close this is.
Now he's telling this to us 16 years ago.
How very close. It's necessary for all of you that are not going to let go of your stubbornness, your rebellion, your defiance.
Let it go?
Your despite, your self-will. You must necessarily be on the outside of the door with all the rest of the foolish virgins when the door is shut.
If you're not going to let it go, you keep holding on to it. Your stubbornness, your self-will, because you are apostate.
Glory.
Well, I don't believe you're the prophet that I believed you were when I came. See how quiet you get? Sure can't get a real positive answer out of that one, can we? You still believe I'm the one that God pointed out to you 40 years ago?
Yes.
You mean he's the same today he was then?
Yes.
Is he still requiring the same thing from you as he required then?
Yes.
What did he require?
Require for me to believe that you have been servant.
And then what else?
Hallelujah.
Huh? What else? If I remember what you told me, You told me you can't leave them.
Amen.
How many times have I done things that could have justified your leaving?
Many.
What kept you? God's word.
Amen.
You can't leave
them. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What keeps Christ
right.
with you? God's word.
Amen.
I won't leave them. I think you ought to leave the word of God. Quiet, boy. Ay. See, that little saying, that I had to deal with that. Because according to him, I'd have been dead already.
Amen.
He was preaching very deeply under conviction.
Yes, Lord.
He was talking about the one who testified to the coming of Christ.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I said, in yes, your lifetime.
Amen. Lord.
Is it still your lifetime?
Oh, yes.
Is it still Dave Morales' lifetime? Did he live in this time?
Amen.
Did Rick live in this time?
Yes.
Did they partake of this last generation message? This is the time? This is the day? This is the hour? Did they believe it to the day they died? Did they apostatize when they came down and died? Did they start questioning the prophet then?
Hallelujah.
Still remember walking in the day room one night, and he was just being torn apart. And he looked over at me and said, "Brother Stair," he said, "will you forgive me for all the times I hindered you? Mm. You know, like some of you guys do? How you second guess me? And want to talk above me? Wow. They hindered me. Just like I tell you what you do. You, some of you folk, hinder me.
Thank you, Father.
How you doing now? You want to second guess me on this story right here?
Thank you, Lord.
According to that man's preaching that night, I should already be dead. And if that had been, as he preached it, he should be already dead. We should all be already gone.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
And he dealt with apostasy. See, Dave Murata and Rick did not die in unbelief. They died in belief. And they both made it very clear they believed in the prophet. They believed the message of the prophet. I'll do it again.
Hallelujah.
You're cute, folk. Do yourself no harm by sitting here with that stupid rebellion, because you're going to harm yourself very, very much.
Amen.
You're so bright, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you're not going to harm the church. Amen. You're going to do yourself harm. Hallelujah. You become an apostate. In case the word's too high for you, it means unbeliever. Someone who once believed, but no longer believed.
Amen.
An apostasy. A falling away.
Mm.
A falling back.
Oh, Jesus.
A turning back. No longer believe what God gave you to believe. Because if you believe anything from God, God gave it to you.
Amen.
He gave you. He gave you the power to believe. And then you turn away from believing what God gave you. Say that again.
Yes.
Somebody just hollers, "That's the truth."
Amen.
Well, so I said, say it again.
That's the truth, brother.
Oh, boy. Acknowledge the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I told you people.
God's people. Yes, Lord.
How I talk to God, how God talked to me. And I told you, he laughs at me. I made you what you are, and you're going to be what I want you to be. And the end going to be just like I said it. Mm-hmm. You know what? After preaching for years and years and years, that the third thing that God said he was going to do with me, and everything God ever done with me, he done it in spite of me. He always had to put me in a position where I couldn't do nothing else except. Yes, that's my point?
Yes.
What do you think he allows you to sin, or you let you allow sins? He puts you in a position where you have to repent. Because if you don't think you have to repent or have no sin, then you ain't going to repent of anything, are you? And except you repent, you'll perish like everybody else out there who won't repent. You spiritual faggots. You spiritual prostitutes. You spiritual whores. You spiritual transgenders. You know, Christian 1 hour, back and forth, double minded. You're adulterers. You're fornicators. You're blasphemers. Repent.
Yes, Lord.
Woe is me! I repent because I still believe you say sinners. I repent because I still believe you'll hear me. Glory to God! prophecy. I'm trying to get the point across. You see, you would not be stubborn or self-willed if you did not first apostatize. We'll not have this man rule over us. I'm not going to let him tell me what to do. Look what he done. Look what Jesus done. You know what Jesus did? He bore your sins. He took your shame. He didn't look too good, did he? In fact, when he went in the tomb, they saw messed up Christ. When he came out, he was so brand new, they couldn't recognize him. Even now, he didn't recognize him. The one over whom he cast seven devils. How she wounded his heart.
Hallelujah.
How? He came out of the tomb.
Yes.
And then he appeared to Mary, and the Bible says she supposed.
Right.
She didn't even know who he was. He had taken on such a new.
Hallelujah.
He was sovereign in weakness, praise and strength. Strength. What about the strength? You know what you folk need? You need some of God's strength. And the only way you're going to be able to get his strength is to become weak. But when I'm weak, you really are something. You know, I even tell you people, I told you years ago, I said, you're going to see me physically, spiritually get weak.
Amen.
How dare you talk to us like that, such a weak fellow like you? Because God takes the weak things.
Yes,
you
do.
You can bow to my. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. For his strength. Suffer depression?
Oh, yeah.
You're discouraged and I don't deal with discouragement? Look how strong I am. See, I'm strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. But it's not by my might, but by pipe, but by his might. So he's strong in the Lord. You ready? Faith is a victory. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Glory.
You ready? Faith is a victory.
Hallelujah.
What are we doing? I'll show you what you're doing. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. I'm not convinced.
All right.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help, Lord.
Well, Brother Scary, I'm asking you to use your faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. You have been forgiven much. Much in every way. And he who has been forgiven much loves much. don't hang his head down.
No.
You've been forgiven.
Hallelujah.
He don't walk in self-incrimination.
Yeah.
He's forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Sister Burgess. Make up for old Brother Burgess. Enough to where I look for an answer, look for something to say. What do I say to you people when I'm told you're the most rebellious? Then I say something and then find out that's exactly what you are. Now what do? Well, I rebuke you. And then I give it an opportunity to get over it. Give it up. It's like right now. I just think this is one. Ever condemn you.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
Knowing that you have sins that need to be condemned, but I found out that you have sins that need to be forgiven. And so until my sins are forgiven, there is no condemnation there. Sins of the flesh, and you got sins of the spirit. An apostasy, that's a sin of the spirit. An unbelieving spirit. Then you get stubborn. That's a sin of the spirit. That's a spiritual thing. You can see stubbornness. A man's flesh just there, all of a sudden he gets stubborn. Watch, watch how he reacts. Watch what he does.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That's what's wrong with you, Richard. You're stubborn. You're stubborn. You're stubborn. And if you insist on being stubborn, because you don't believe, but I don't believe you. You said I'm stubborn. I don't believe you.
Hallelujah.
You're apostasy.
Yes, Lord.
You're apostasy.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have to believe you.
Glory to God.
Holy Spirit comes and says that's a sin. I don't have to believe that.
My Lord.
Lord.
Now, the Holy Spirit just told us that stubbornness, rebellion, self-will, and defiance is a sin. They're not physical sins. They manifest themselves in the flesh, but they are spiritual sins. They're in the spiritual realm. How are you doing with that? I don't believe it. See, you're an apostasy. You need to believe when God speaks to you about your sin. You need to believe it. You need to believe what he says. His intent is not to condemn you. His intent is to convict you. His intent is to draw you to him so he can forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. My God, what a preacher. His friend had turned him down, put him up, tough on him. His wife had told my God. His wife had said, curse God and die. Wow, I hear that so much. Not only from her, but from many of you. Why don't you curse God? Stop saying that God raised you up. Stop saying that God sent you. That you're a cult. Nobody here does that, do they?
Yes.
You did it for almost 2 years, sir. Almost 2 years while you were popping out of your mouth. Oh, you're the man of God. Many will come and say, Lord, Lord, you're the Lord. Yeah, you're Lord. So let us in.
Amen.
Hello. Now you could tell me that's not Bible. Are you spirit, huh? Many will come in that day and they will say, Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord,
Lord, Lord.
Amen.
Well?
Yeah.
Lord.
Amen.
Now you just mock me time and time again because that's what most of us do. We're the Laodicean church.
Jesus.
And God says, we say we're rich. And we are increased with good. We embrace the name of the incredible prosperity gospel. And God wants us to have houses and lands and cars and wives and families and things like that. No, God wants you to have eternal life. That's what God wants. Your family and love your own life more than you love the life of the cross. Now when you're on the cross you don't have much life, but it's a promise of eternal life. And had kids. No, he didn't take that light.
No.
He gave us an example.
Yes.
He only had 3.5 years. He could be messing around with wife. Could he?
Oh, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
You did it.
Glory.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
you,
God. Oh,
Jesus. You know, the stories in the Bible are so unique. Because I remember the first time I saw the story where it said, and Jesus looked on them with anger.
Yes.
That, come on. Because I was told in the Philadelphia church age that God don't get angry. That he don't get weary. That he don't get tired. Yeah. You know, he's such a positive God. Well, when Jesus came, he was God. He got weary. He got tired. He got hungry. He got rejected. Oh, man. He was tempted in all points with weariness, with tiredness. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Glory
God. What Jesus have you had preached to you?
Right.
Well, which one do you really know?
My Lord.
Do you know the one that come flying into Jerusalem and everybody's hollering, Hosanna? 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 Woo! Everybody, hey, Jesus coming. Glory, glory, glory. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Woo! The King is coming. That's what they were doing. That's what they were doing. Two days later, hauling away with them. Don't you know the Christian world is saying, away with the coming of Christ?
Amen.
Away with them.
Yeah.
Prosperity gospel. Get all your blessings down here. Away with them.
Amen.
You know what you're doing? You don't know what you're doing?
Hallelujah.
Are you going to say, the Lord gave your money, now you're going to take it away?
Right.
You mean God's going to take all this money, give us, take it away? I said, I want God to take it away from me. God took away from me one time, brother. Do you have any idea?
Hallelujah.
Would you like to hear? $750,000. You hear me? I was commanded to turn it over to the court.
Amen.
It had been taken away from me.
Hallelujah.
Come on, people.
$750,000.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Amen.
And I even told you the day they called me and said, Mr. Steady, you got to turn that money to the court. I went to the bank as fast as I could. I was so excited that I could get that out of my hand. Was anybody around the day I went down to the bank and turned that over? Were you around?
I was around.
I could only wait to get down there. I run into the court, and Mr. Cook is the president of the court. I said, Mr. Cook, he said, yeah, Brother Terry. He said, we just got an order from the court that you're supposed to turn over your CD. Which, hey, people, God's sake, listen to me. Don't you know? See, even the bank couldn't turn it over until I had to sign it. I had to do it. I could have fought that. I could have went to court and fought that, and we finally did. We did go to court and fight it. And the court gave it back to him. With interest. Wow! Wow! Wow!
Thank you, Lord.
I still remember the woman that I gave it to. She was so glad when she could give it back. She had to give back $850,000 because they had to give interest on it. And actually, they had to pay me more interest than the bank was paying me. Boy, you are really hard to deal with, people. By law, they had to pay so much interest on something. And the CD was paying me less interest. You better believe it, boy. But I didn't know you. I remember when the old judge of the Supreme Court judge, Supreme Court of South Carolina, a Catholic, in the Supreme Court chair.
Yeah.
And boy, when they threw the charge at me, she said, okay, he might be a crook. Who knows? I don't know. That's not for me to judge.
Right.
But you have no right to give money to a church and then ask for it back.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
You give something, you give it, and don't look for it back. And she turned it over and said, give his money back to him. Hallelujah. And when they gave it back, they didn't give it back to Faith to See. They gave it back to me because I am Faith to See. I am Faith to See. I'm a man full of faith, and I worship God in faith. I am Faith to See. Hey, come and worship with me. Come on, let's get this avenue of faith. Every time we get your brother to do that, boy. Did you see them old blueberries go? Did you see the little peaches go the other day? We did that all to the Lord. Come on. Took the words in my hand and said, woo! Lord said, freely I've received. Now come on. Don't throw them away. Don't waste them. Clean them up. I don't know what you came to do. The Bible tells you whatsoever you do in word or deed, in the field, in the garden, anywhere, do it as unto the Lord, as worship unto God. My God, why can't you people understand that? Then you get more pleasure out of working on the cars if you know you're doing it as worship to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You got a job out there to do, just take the Lord along with you. He'll talk over your shoulder. He'll strengthen you. He'll make a way. He'll fix it up. Let Jesus, let him fix it for you. He knows just what to do. So whenever you pray, let him have his way. And let Jesus, let him fix it. How many folks need a fix up job?
Hallelujah.
And he said unto them, you are they which justify yourselves before men. What's the matter? You didn't know this in the book? And Jesus talking to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees also, who were covetousness, heard all these things, and they derided him.
Hallelujah.
They disagreed with him. What did they agree with? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in them.
Amen.
You cannot serve God and be in his church and be in the world church.
Amen.
You cannot love the world and love God.
No.
You just cannot. You love one and hate the other. Do you hate the world?
Amen.
Hate the things of the world?
Amen.
Really? If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, or the money that God gave you, or the opportunities in this world that God gave you, unrighteous mammon.
Hallelujah.
Who will commit to you the true riches?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
You're God's riches.
Hallelujah.
And God committed them to me.
Right.
Because he found out that I don't love the riches of the world.
Amen.
Or even the praise of men.
Amen.
Praise of men don't puff me up. No way.
Hallelujah. Amen.
True, Lord.
There's not too many men to lift me up.
Amen.
It's really amazing that God keeps lifting me up.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because he trusted with me with the true riches of lifting him up.
Amen.
If I be lifted up, I will draw all men all over the world. Here's a mouth that lifts up the name of Jesus, and it's coming soon. My God, people. I don't know what to say to you. I don't know how to get across to you, folks. I don't know. We're such a rebellious people. This mouth lifts up the name of Jesus and his present will to this last generation. In dungeons, in prisons, in sacraments, they can hear, he's coming!
Yeah.
Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher.
Lift him up.
Lift him up for the world to see.
Because he said,
He said, lift him up from the earth. I will call heaven to me.
Whoop, there it goes. There goes the sound. The sound has gone out to all. Like I told you the other day, all these other ministries, they're not dealing with the coming of Christ. They're dealing with the end of the world. And they don't make them the same. So that's why they're telling you to survive in this life. Learn how to... The survivalists, they call themselves, have nothing to do with your soul. Somebody said, Brother Ted, they're going to take our guns away. I've already given them up. He's going to take my guns away. I got a gun they can't take away. I got two swords, that's enough. I don't need to arm myself, I'm armed. I got the arm of the Lord. I know we sing a song that had the arm of the Lord in it.
Oh, bless you.
My singer's not here this morning, huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that it?
The name is his arm, right?
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, the name of the Lord is a strong arm.
Yes, it is.
You can win in his name.
Yes, it is.
You can overcome in his name.
Hallelujah.
You can be saved in his name. Now, I didn't know those scriptures were there because I was looking for something else. I got the other part, but just, as I started looking, I said, wow, look at that. Look at that. He that is faithful in that which is least.
Hallelujah.
Is faithful also in much.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
Hallelujah.
Boy, he's laying right in the line, ain't he?
Yeah.
If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon,
my Lord,
who will commit to you trust the true riches?
Amen.
And if you have not been faithful in that which was another man's,
oh God,
who shall give you that which is your own?
Amen.
That which is required of a steward. Somebody want to tell me who I've not been faithful with around here?
Faithful God.
Yes, Lord. Faithful God.
Glory.
The least of all.
Glory.
Amen.
You want, if you tell me I've not been faithful to you,
Jesus,
being honest with you,
hallelujah,
you tell me.
Jesus.
A man came to me some years ago. He was floored. He said, Brother Starr, he said, are you messing with that woman?
Thank you.
Yes.
I said, yeah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said,
Jesus,
you admit it? I said, sure.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, I'm sure glad you saw it.
Oh,
Jesus. He said, but I'm surprised you acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I said, well, will you pray for me, please?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You see, if I do them wrong, will you pray for them, please?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
That's being faithful, isn't it?
Yes.
And if you pray to him, he is faithful.
Yes.
And he is.
Yes.
And he'll take care of what you commit to him. I laid in my bed last night and I prayed for every one of you again. I start to pray for my wife because she cut me very deeply. And I said, God, she just doesn't know what she's doing. And she probably tunes in a little bit. She tunes in every Saturday morning, just a little bit. Then I'll say something. And then, see, now if I was really wise, I wouldn't say nothing about her. But I have the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Because the only reason she's around and in her ear is because God is keeping you. And he's keeping you to put you under my charge. There's no way that the woman or any of you is going to be saved if you keep getting out from under my charge. Now mock me again. I'm faithful to you. I'm faithful to you. I know about your rebellion, your sin, your stubbornness. And I'm faithful to tell you so. Because you're not going to overcome it except by the faith that God has be restored in your apostasy, in your believing. Because unless you believe it, you'll never overcome it.
Hallelujah.
You won't even try.
Right.
Believing is a strong thing. Believing to the saving of your soul. Lord, I believe.
Yes, Lord.
The servant, no servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one. I hate my flesh. I abhor it. When I come out here, I say, are you abhorring your flesh yet? Did you hate your own life? You'll never love God fully. You hate your own
self. Praise
God. Now you know how to manifest hate, don't you?
Yeah.
It always shows how, you know.
Yeah.
These spirits of love and hate.
Amen.
You hate the way you're looking this morning again?
Hallelujah.
Looking out of the corner of your eye and won't look the man of God in the face because you hate the way you...
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That garment of praise that God gives, that garment of righteousness, you hate.
Hallelujah.
Your flesh hates righteousness.
Oh, God.
Hate it. Do you hate the flesh?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you don't know how to hate? You know how to love?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know how to do one, you know how to do the other.
Amen.
One's positive, the other's negative.
Amen.
One is doing, the others do not.
Amen.
Do not love the flesh, love God.
Yes.
See, one do and one do not.
Hallelujah.
It's still exercising your will.
Amen.
And if you will to do his will is that you love him.
Right.
And hate the flesh.
Amen.
That's his will.
Amen.
And if you will to do his will,
he will
shut the
moon.
Glory.
Boy, oh boy, you stubborn, rebellious house.
Glory.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
And you won't receive the truth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I know exactly why you don't. Well, if it was anybody but you. And God said he put his word in my mouth.
Yes.
Did he put a lie there?
Hallelujah.
Did he lie to me?
No.
Well, God wouldn't talk like that.
Yes.
Look how he's talking now. Just look how God is talking. Just look how God in the flesh is talking. Look! Look how God is talking. For when they knew God, how do they know God? In the Word, the beginning with the Word. Here's the Word, God amongst them. And they don't know it's God.
It's God.
That's who's talking to them, the Word of God.
Yes.
Wow! Why is that so hard for you to accept?
Amen.
Look at them.
Hallelujah.
Well, you got it right back there. Paul said, before whom Jesus Christ is evidently demonstrated right in your presence.
Yes,
who is doing it?
Oh, God.
Who is doing it?
You are in you.
Paul!
Yes.
He was a stand-in for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When you saw Paul, you saw Jesus. When you saw Jesus, you see God.
Glory! Glory, God! Yes, yes.
Come on, boy. Don't buckle now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
You know, I can tell when these people out there hear me, even though they don't want to acknowledge me. A fellow wrote last night, he was talking about the mark of the beast and about the same-sex marriage.
Right.
And he was trying to tell everybody that we got to reject that. He's telling the church you got to lose your 501c.
Right.
Okay. What did I tell you folk about the 501c years and years ago? Every single time I told you, we have a 501c.
Amen. Glory to God.
Do you know most of these survivors and guys, patients, they reject it?
Right.
They think I've made a deal with the government.
Right. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Only deal I made with the government has to do with finances.
All right.
By then, I had to. You think 501c is just given like that?
My Lord.
I had to make an agreement with the government that they would not make anybody who gives to this ministry, like to do the Red Cross or Salvation Army or the Catholic Church or to Elks Lodge, any non-profit, you can donate to them and you don't have to pay taxes on it. That means they're subsidized by the government. Do you know how much of your life is subsidized by the government? How about your Social Security check? How about your land out here? You don't think we're at the buy this land or turn on our lights and subject ourselves for the benefits of the government?
Amen.
How about cashing your paycheck?
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory.
So what do? We obey the government.
Right.
Until they demand us to disobey God. Then we obey God rather than
them.
And that's what the mark of the beast is all about. That's what the New World Order is all about. Are you going to obey God? Or so will not bow down and worship or submit to or partake of the world economic system and the world government? Will they cause to be put to death?
Amen.
I want you to know how close this is.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Jesus.
Shock you at the death when the day comes and we'll have your money in the bank and we can't go get it without selling our soul. And I keep telling you, what are you going to say? Hey, Christopher, I need this, I need that, Christopher. I turned my money in, or I did this, I need this, I need that.
Jesus.
See, they don't believe me.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that something, how the money's stuck in the bank up there and you can't give it? I think y'all do. Beat them at the punch.
Oh, bless your name, God.
Just like I'm doing. I get rid of the money as fast as I can.
Yes.
Tell them, boy, you deal with the bank account. How much do I hold back?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Because I don't want that thing to come money locked in the bank. Because
right.
We won't be able to get it out without selling our soul.
Right.
I don't know how God's going to do it. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Yes.
As beneath the cross I bow. So I'll say to my soul, take courage. Don't you know the world's going to say to you and me, you're not going to finish your course?
Hallelujah.
We're going to cut you off unless you do this, unless you do that.
Glory.
We'll put you in jail and we'll...
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take your house away from you.
Yeah.
We'll take your children away from you.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you keep your children if you don't provide them a good house to live in?
Don't it already?
You wicked people, how you sit there and defy that kind of instruction. You're so wicked in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Good Lord.
And when all hope that we should be saved by checks, our farm, our homes, our cars, our family. What are you hoping for?
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Hey, brother!
What thou cast down?
Thank you.
What thou cast
down? Well, I got that soldier ready, don't I? He had his gun ready, Lord. Did he, huh? He says he ain't gonna catch me on not being ready from now on. Any time he wants it, I'm ready. Are you ready? Why are you cast down, oh my soul? See, you people can go to church all you want. You won't find hardly anybody preach those books like that. They won't touch it. They always find some way to get around. I'm trying to tell you, this is Jesus talking. No servant can serve two masters, including me. He's either my Lord and Master or Satan's master in me. Well, I got news for you. Satan ain't got nothing on me. Because I met the Master, and he mastered me. He said, "Your sin, confess it." I did it. He said, "Your sin, turn driving every day to do it." There I am. And the one sin I'm striving against is the one that upsets everybody. Unbelief. I'm fighting like hell not to be overcome with unbelief. Oh, I believe Jesus is coming. I believe it. And I'll scream it. I yell it. I holler it. We're doing. If we did not believe that this would degenerate, that's why I hate these preachers to get out there and talk about the coming of Christ and somewhere around 20,060. No, that's not what we're told. Can God keep me alive another 50 years? Sure he can. He don't have to keep me alive at least for another 3 years. And boy, I disagree with him on that one. I really do. I have a desire to depart. I want to get out of this fight. This fighting to live, this fighting to die. And God used faith all the time, but I lose every time.
Glory!
Oh, I'm just trying to get your sympathy, ain't I? Ain't I, huh? It would be too much for you to say, because he lives. Scoffers would come walking after their own lust because they are covetous. They mock the prophet because they covet the position. They covet the authority. So they mock him, trying to disannul him. What's the matter? You're not guilty, are you, brother? Huh? I mean, you know, I could be taken out of this community and it would move right on. It would grow great. It would become mighty old boy. Yes. Just kill the old prophet. And, who do you think you are? I'm the prophet.
Hey, Lord.
I'm the shine. I'm the last hour, the last day. The last day prophet, the last hour prophet. The last hour comes in before dawn. Before the coming of the Lord. Oh, come on, people. You're sometimes not even worth talking to. You're really not. How you receive such a... For instance, I had the Lord tell me the other day about the shepherds. Now, see, all these people out here call themselves watchmen. That's one of the things they call themselves. And they got a lot of good stuff because they're watching. But they're not as smart as those guys back there. They were shepherds who were watching over the flock by night. Isn't that commendable? Isn't that commendable? We got watchmen out here who are watching over the flock in this night season. Isn't that commendable?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes. All that.
Midnight, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're walking around watching over.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Done it many days, over and over again. Then all at once they looked up, and there appeared the sign.
Hallelujah.
We saw a star appear.
Yes.
Just before the coming of the... We saw a star. He's born. We saw a star appear. And immediately after the tribulation shall be darkened. The moon shall not give us light. And then shall... And then shall... And then shall... If you're watching, you're going to see the star appear. You're going to see the star. The star said he's coming. He's born. He's here. Why? No, because you're going to say you're the shine. You're going to say you're the star. Yeah, after the tribulation. Yeah, I'm going to rise up in the air and I'm going to appear in the sky. Get every eye going to look up and see it.
Every...
Don't you know how important Jesus' death was? Because following his death was a resurrection. Do you know how important my death is going to be?
Right.
Following my death is a resurrection. Do you know how important Ricky's death was? And David, they were testimony to the resurrection. Oh my God. Hallelujah. My God. So come on. Huh? Where are you at? Instead of putting water on the fire, you got to put some oil on it. Make it burn brighter. Don't try to put it out. What's the guilty look about? I think that's a unique verse. And the Pharisees also. Pharisees, law keepers. Paul said concerning the law, a Pharisee of the Pharisees. I was blameless. He said, when I got to know Jesus Christ, he said, all that was worthless. Now he came dumb. Bunch of blah. Do y'all want to brag about what you know? About what you've been? And what you've done? Then I know more.
Yes.
He shut them out too, you know. Because they knew Paul.
Right. Yes, right.
It's a remarkable thing that Paul was alive when Jesus was hung on the cross. Paul sat in on the Pharisees as they judged Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
He was there.
Right.
And yet his eyes were not opened until later on.
Yes.
Before God could open his eyes, he had to blind him. He just couldn't see that Jesus was the promised one. See, the Pharisees were different than the Sadducees because they believed in the resurrection. In the resurrection. Then when Paul came along, on a testimony to the resurrection, they began to fight him. He said, I'm standing being judged because I believe in the resurrection. Well, I'm standing being judged because I believe in the resurrection. I believe that Jesus comes, and I'm being judged. My God! I hate it too.
Jesus.
Isn't that condescending?
Glory. Hallelujah.
You ought to hate yourself the way you respond.
Thank you, Father. No, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He said unto them, I'm reading from the book, folks.
From the book. Hallelujah.
You are they which justify yourself before men.
Glory.
You know what you do sometimes when you come against me? You look to each other trying to justify yourself. With your little snark on your face.
Right.
Ah, well. He's right, but he ain't right there. See?
Oh, Jesus.
And you sit like a bunch of damn fools and think, I don't know what you're doing. You fool. Slow of heart to believe.
All.
One of the guys writing last night, talking about the mark of the beast and transgenders. He said, I want to, he said, he's telling people, all you Christians out here in America, you're soon going to have to put up or shut up. He said, now what you need to do, it's amazing how I caught it. Because I know the man heard me. I know there's no reason why he would have wrote what he wrote if it had not they heard me. You need to believe on Jesus, not the prophet. Why would he say that? Why? Because I insist that I'm the prophet. If you believe in God, then you believe also in me. Who do you think you are? I know who I am. I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm the sign. I'm the messenger. I'm the last one. This is the end of the end. My end, your end, and his end. But you know, all things concerning Jesus has an end. Jesus came to save you. He's going to end it by saving you. You want to wait anymore? It'll be the end of it. The end of faith. Whoa. I believe, as the old black mom would say, I believe we're going to run on to see what the end going to be. Why don't you humble yourself down from the very heart? Look at someone and say, what a preacher. Why do you always act like you don't know what to do? I just told you what to do.
Glory.
Did it hurt? Oh. Try it again. We're not going to give you praise. I'm not the preacher.
Amen.
The preacher's in here. Woo! Preacher, bud, don't do that. I didn't get this from going to college to learn how to preach like that. I got this from the very throne room. Saved after a while.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Well, if they ever heard you do that, they'd give you a bigger check. They would say you're under distress.
Woo! What a preacher.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Lord.
And he said unto them, this is Jesus talking.
Yes.
Lord, Christ wouldn't talk like that. Come on, people. Bring it for you. Jesus talking to Pharisees who actually believe that he's coming. Jesus said, I am the resurrection of life. And appeared to before the Pharisee who believed in the resurrection or the coming of Christ, and they didn't even know.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if the prophet really showed up, would you know him?
Yes.
Would you question him?
No.
They did him, didn't they?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You're not guilty, are you, folk, huh? Of questioning the prophet and questioning the God who raised him up, are you, huh?
Glory.
And your question got to the point you start doubting.
Right.
Are you the one?
Oh, Jesus!
Or should we look for another?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Isn't that something? That demands the one to say, I am the one.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's the one.
Right. You like that?
Yes,
Elijah must first come. Are you the one, Brother Dick?
Oh,
at the right time. Elijah had to wait for the right time. Because he was a measure of time. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. How you folks sit there. Well, Brother, I believe that, but Elijah must first come. Must.
Right.
And what? I have a bunch of things.
Yes, Lord.
Some of you folk have gone so far away from what the conviction that God gave you, and because you become apostatized. Then you become stubborn. Then become self-willed. Self-righteous. Self-justification. I got a right to doubt. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have no right to doubt your brother and sister. No, you don't. They don't have to measure up to your standard. As long as they measure up with the measure of faith, where they can say, I'm a child of God, I'm your brother. That's a full measure, folks. Remarkable, because that's not what I looked for.
Amen.
What I looked for was the next story. The law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
For it is easier for heaven and earth to pass.
Hallelujah.
Than one tittle of the law to fail with the word of God. Every word accomplished what God sent us to do. The law accomplished, as far as you and I are concerned, what it was given to us. The law was given to give us a knowledge of sin. Once we receive the knowledge of sin, then we can receive the knowledge of the one who saves from sin. Oh my God, man. And then you folks think I glorify sin. Well, I'll tell you what, when God forgives it, he glorifies your sin. I put the presence of God in it. Oh, come on. Who can forgive sin but God? What does the forgiveness of sin prove to you? That there's a God somewhere. Come on, you glorify God. You glorify God. Come on, people. Come on. Don't glory your sin. You glory your sin, be forgiven. That whole much been forgiven? And glorify him. Oh, magnify the Lord. God to let him see him. because he kept talking about God, but he had never seen him. He seen what God had done, but he never seen God. So he had a little conversation with God. He said, God, he says, I've seen all your mighty works. Can I see you? He wanted a glimpse of your face. And God said, I'll tell you what, old boy. There ain't no man in flesh can look at me. Flesh can't glory in my presence. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to put a cleft in this rock over here. I'm going to put you down in that rock. And then I'm going to pass by. And when I pass by, just pass you by, I'll say, okay, look now. And the old Lord looked at me and shouted, when he came out of that place, his face shone. What do you think I was seeing down there in the prison house? I was seeing God's backside. And when I came, you said you saw the glory on me. Wow! You mean God must have passed me by and let me see his backside? Boy, looking at his backside, son, what do you think he's going to be like when he sees him face to face? You see the day approaching. It's coming. It's coming.
Hallelujah.
The promise of God is coming true. It's coming. Don't you know that Ark of the Covenant was a covenant? Don't you know I'm the messenger of the covenant? Between two opinions. Don't you think we ought to settle this question, who is God? If God be God, then serve him. If your God is your flesh is your God, then serve it. Let's settle this thing. I am determined. Wherever he leadeth.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes when you start to read the Bible, looking for something, then all of a sudden you find something you really don't like to read. In the midst of all of that, because I'm really trying to get down to another verse here. But as I started down, I went through all of that already. And this next one, I'd like to just throw it away.
Well, Lord.
Who's ever put it away, his wife, and marries another, committed adultery. How many of you like that one? Oh, I ain't never done that. Come on, people. Have you ever looked at another woman? You commit adultery. That means you put your wife or your husband out of your life.
Amen.
5 seconds.
Since you were all guilty. We're all guilty. You ever love the world? Only love God, you're adultery. You're a fornicator. You put away your faith in God and you... Come on. Come on. Come on. adulterers?
Yes.
You fornicated, don't you know? That you'll be a friend of the world? Look at them. Look at you looking at me. Look. You love your cars, you love your houses, you love your family, which is of the world. You love the church, it's worldly. And you don't love God.
Oh, bless the Savior. Bless you.
That's the word of the Lord. Because they received not the love of the truth now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I believe God gave me this or God gave me that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
God wants you to have the best.
Hallelujah.
You see, when God speaks about the magnitude of sin in the Bible, he always brings up adultery. Because it's a sin. You adulterers?
Yes, Lord. Yes, we are.
See, you look at the world like how they're full. You let them find somebody who falls into a sexual sin, and boy, they magnify it.
Right.
They go, oh, that's so terrible.
Right.
And every last one of them do it. Every last one of them. You're not going to agree with me that every one of you been guilty of adultery.
Right.
Every single one of you. You have no right to throw any stones at anybody. Not at all. Now you see what kind of response I'm getting now? Well, you want to justify yourself and say, oh, I got a right. No, you haven't got no right. You have no right to condemn anybody for sin. If you want a judge to sin, then find and take it to the judge. That's what Jesus did. He found sinners. He took them to the judge. He's sitting right now in the judgment seat. Got your name on the book. And making a righteous judgment concerning you. And the devil's up there accusing you of every sin in the book. And he says, wrong book, sir. Here's the book. Trying to replace Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is the one. Do what he does.
Yes.
Do how he does.
Yes.
Well, don't overlook sin. He sure doesn't overlook sin. He sees everyone and then he forgives them. He doesn't overlook them. I came to Jesus. Come on. Wait, look at him. He's not even excusing you this morning. Are you going to allow the Spirit of God to convict you of your self-righteousness, your self-judging, and they seeking to justify themselves? I just read it. I just read it. That's the way Jesus talked. He wouldn't talk like that. I said, that's the words that Jesus said. You want me to read it for you again? Remarkable what he calls self-justification.
Hallelujah.
This is what he calls it. Ye are they which justify yourself before God.
Hallelujah.
But God knoweth your hearts.
Amen.
And the Pharisees also who were covetousness. Thou shalt not covet. Well, I said thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. Sure does. But it doesn't just deal with the neighbor's wife. It deals with covetousness itself. Just covet. Something that you're not supposed to have. And you take it anyway. Covetousness, which is self-worship. Oh, what a preacher. What a preacher. What a preacher. And say, seeking to justify themselves. Boy, God hates that sin.
Yes.
Who is he that justifieth?
Yes.
Or condemneth? It's Christ that died.
Glory.
And we are justified freely.
Glory.
by His
glory.
Glory.
Wow.
Glory.
I guess you're just going to have to let them fall into deeper sin, God. They still don't understand that sovereign grace of God. Can't teach what is ungodly. You won't be taught what is ungodly. Then you're frustrating grace. For the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness. So what is ungodly? Self-justification is ungodly. Trying to ignite your own sin is ungodly. I know you snottos don't like my way of saying it again. I know the middle part of the verse.
Hallelujah.
I know what the rest says. So that we could live godly. What is godly? Who afterwards should live ungodly? What is that? They don't put God in their knowledge. They don't put God in their circumstances. They remove God out of their thinking. That's ungodly. That's ungodly. Men. Certain men crept in all the way, ungodly men. They're not putting God in their judgments. How would Christ judge this? How would Christ do that? How did Christ deal with sin? How much grace did Christ manifest? How much truth was in Christ? Boy, oh boy, you know how precious your souls are, people. Are you sent there with that spirit on you? Ungodly in the wrong manner. The grace of God will teach us to deny ungodly, or to deny the fact that there is a God. We believe in the God, the one God, the only God. And that grace of God should teach you that. So afterwards, you don't live without believing in God. Everything you do, keep your mind on the Lord. Keep your mind on the Lord. Why? Because God needs to believe that God forgives and saves sinners. That's your only hope. Where? Don't do that. I know what some of your people are doing. Oh, God wouldn't talk like that.
My Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Right, you're excusing sin. God never excused any sin. And don't you dare even come close to saying that that's what God does with this prophet. We don't excuse sin. We just rejoice in sin forgiven. Can you give me any other hope for you?
Amen.
You Pharisees,
amen.
You covetousness,
amen.
Yeah, you want the revelation, huh?
Oh, glory
to God. I want to be a prophet so I can be spiritual like him. You know what quality gets?
Hallelujah.
And they delivered them up because of covetousness. What were they coveting? His position, his calling, his power, his ability.
Hallelujah.
God-given. God-given.
Yes,
amen. God-given.
Yes.
How many people come to each other person's forgiveness? So you try to tell them they're not forgiven. You look, when you look at a brother and sister, you look at somebody who's been forgiven. That's what you're doing. Why you want to take that away from them? It's just a testimony. You've been forgiven. I speak to you because your sins are forgiven. Then what else? What else did I say? I said, did I say God speaks to me? Why?
Your sins are forgiven.
What? Come on. But he don't know you. Oh, he doesn't know me, huh? He doesn't know you. He doesn't know you, does he, huh?
Oh, yes, he does.
Do you know you? A sinner saved by grace. Do you know? Boy, oh boy, why do we gotta do this? forward great grace that God has sent into this tabernacle this morning. For manifestation of grace and truth come by the message of Jesus Christ. Is the next one.
Glory.
Says there was a certain
Hallelujah.
Rich man.
Our father.
Who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Because thou sayest, I'm rich.
Hallelujah.
Treat with God. We're faring very sumptuously every day. And there was a certain
Hallelujah.
Beggar
Glory.
In China or in Romania or in Iran, which was laid at his gate.
Hallelujah.
Full short. Flesh was so filthy.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Can remind you, people, can we? A multitude of our brothers and sisters that are living in filth.
Amen.
And they still got to have faith in God.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
Look at you. You can't even picture it, can you? Every time I got think about what I go through, I think about how Richard Wurmbrand, who was a Jewish man,
Amen.
Who believed on Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Remarkable who finally got him out of prison. We know God did, but he used a certain group of people to do it.
Hallelujah.
Why the hell won't you? Why don't you all just admit that you're a bunch of ignorant people and you don't know much about anything?
Amen. Amen.
And Richard Wurmbrand was finally had the Lutheran Church from Scandinavia pay his bond. The Lutheran Church. You know the one where the just shall. Or don't you know the foundation of the Lutheran Church? You don't know Martin Luther. What God took that Roman Catholic priest and turned on the light on just one simple little the just shall live by faith. And that message is still that light?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, what a bright light. Oh,
hallelujah.
How could you live like that, Mr. Wurmbrand, for 14 years, and the last
Jesus.
4 years, this is it.
Jesus.
He never saw the face of another human being.
Hallelujah.
He never saw the sunlight for four long years.
Hallelujah.
He would pass his time feeding little crumbs to mice and to roaches,
Hallelujah.
Anticipating a good meal. You don't expect us to believe that way. You'd be surprised what you would do if you was all alone. And you never saw a face day after day. And a little mouse would come out and say, hi. A little roach would call you and say, hi, nice to see you. Anything with life would make you feel. And then those little roaches would end up giving their life for him.
Amen.
Who gonna believe that story? Yeah, the man used to feed the little mice. But, you know, he'd give him a little bread and water every day. And so he'd take some of the bread and he'd feed the mouse to get some protein. Boy, we are something. How our mind cannot conceive. You gotta always bring that back to the stories like that. William Brenham. He's dead. David Wilkinson. He's dead.
Yes.
It's Mr. Wigglesworth. He's dead. All these great witnesses to the resurrecting power of God. Mighty men.
Hallelujah.
Men whose reputation, William Brenham, he's dead. Rick, he's dead.
Yes.
Are they there? Yeah. Moses is dead.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
All these fine witnesses, they're dead. Me. Well, as I was with those men in life and with them in death, so will I be with you.
Amen.
as he was with the early church. Many of them died and were martyred. All of them died so you could live. So I was with them in death. I'll be with you in life. God, I wish you so well. And then we, which are alive, and remain. Now we strengthen those things that remain. We, which are alive, and remain. How do we strengthen each other? Why, in the faith. Well, Brother Stead, you don't speak faith to us. That's all I ever do. First I put you down, then I tell you. Come on. We are conquerors. What are we going to conquer? Sin? Flesh? And the grave. Hallelujah. Yeah. We are more than conquerors. Go ahead, lady. I hear you well.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, sister, son. No matter whether you think you sing or not, every time the crowd is singing, your voices always stand up.
Amen.
You go.
Amen.
Sometimes you even start a song. Can you start one for me now? How much we affect people.
Hallelujah.
When you're not praying in the prayer room, somebody will call and say, Brother Stead, what's wrong down there? Don't those people know how good they have it? We don't have nobody to pray with.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We have nobody to talk to but the Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Don't those people know how blessed they are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, woo, sure do love them. Sister's singing.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
You mean they're hearing them all the way over? And
amen.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That little thing up there.
Yeah.
Where's that mic at? There's one over there. There's one right up there.
Praise God.
Look at that.
Hallelujah.
So when you lift up your voice and it goes up there, you know what happens?
Hallelujah.
Those little things up there pick it up and send it all over the world. And then your faith is spoken of or mentioned by somebody. Resent that. Heard that one from China yesterday. See, I turned the dial and there you was.
Amen.
Praise God.
Talk very good English.
Amen.
Said, sure, not here. Brother Stead talk about the coming of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't hear too much about that.
No.
Whoa.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you hear too much about it?
No. Oh, Jesus.
Got to keep reminding you folks that that's why we're here.
Right.
That's why we're giving up, surrendering, submitting to the chastisement and the scourging. So we believe Jesus coming. And we want to make ready. Lord bless you. The rich man, he died and went to hell. And you better listen to me, because I've told you about it 1,000 times. My sermon on 5 things in hell that ought to be in the church.
My Lord.
I preach it many times. I reiterate to it over and over again. The first thing, he lifted up his eyes. He's in hell now. And he looks up and he sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. You go to hell, you know what you're going to do? You're going to look up and see the splendors of heaven.
My Lord.
Now, I'd rather be there and be a part of the splendors of heaven than be in hell just looking up at
you.
And scripture says he prayed. See,
hallelujah.
When you get in hell, you're going to pray.
Yes, Lord.
There's 5 things in hell that should be in the church to keep you from going to hell.
Right.
If he'd have done that before, he wouldn't have been in hell.
Jesus.
Oh, I don't think anybody's going to hell. has taken over the world now.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
No heaven, no hell, no sin,
oh, Jesus.
No God,
oh, Jesus.
No faith, no truth. Taking over the world now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One thing that can happen in hell is you're going to remember. Remember what Abraham said to the rich man? He said, son, listen to me. Listen, this is him calling to Father Abraham, who addresses him as son. He said, son, do you remember?
Oh, Jesus.
In your lifetime, you had good things. Maybe if I can remind you now that you're having good things.
Hallelujah.
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 The Bible says, to the man, now you're tormented, but he is comforted.
Right.
What is this? Just a story? Did you ever try to figure out who the certain rich man was?
Oh,
I just got to tell me it was. It was a young ruler. The rich young ruler who went away sorrowfully, for he had.
Amen.
What do you possess? Your own life, or you possess yourself? In your patience waiting on God, you will possess yourself. If you won't trust your soul to the seat of God, then you're going to end up with possessing your soul in hell. Oh, don't preach hell fire and stone. Don't do that. See, again, I have to analyze this right down to one simple thing. If we get ready to go through tribulation, at the end of it, then shall appear. See, that's the trouble right now. That the sign hasn't yet appeared to a lot of
them.
And you resent if somebody even hints to you that I am the sign.
Hallelujah.
But I am. And I'm not getting too many of you to convince me that I am. So I have to go to the Holy Spirit.
Glory.
Because I don't get too much of a witness from any of you.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
So you draw back, you hold back.
My Lord.
See, when God gets all done with this tribulation period and all this, you know what's going to happen? Every knee.
Hallelujah.
Going about those
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And they're going to confess that
glory.
Jesus Christ
yes,
is Lord.
Yes.
To the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand?
Oh,
he is Lord.
Yes, he is.
He is.
From this on toward generation. This is a wicked generation.
Yes, Lord.
This is an evil generation. This is a rebellious generation. So save yourself from it. How? By putting yourself in the arms of God. By committing your way unto Him and believe Him. And He who hath begun a good work in you, He will finish it. If He didn't finish it, He didn't start it.
Glory.
Did you fight the fight of faith? Heavenly Father, we beseech you in Jesus'
name
to establish your people in righteousness and truth. In the Holy Ghost we pray. Amen and amen. Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Timothy, would you come pray for us? Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the assembly of righteous, the few you've caused to remain here, the prophets, and again to speak the sound doctrine and helping us to endure, O God, making us ready for your soon return, Lord, and And pray for the saints out there in broadcast system listening. And we pray you anoint Pastor Rice Miley, speak the word boldly as ought to, and help us, oh God, to continue to make ready. Be thankful to be here. And come quickly, Lord Jesus. So commit in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory.
Glory.
You may take your seats. Praise the Lord. That microphone okay? Sister Diane has a song.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you. Thank
you, Father. The day will come when we will gather round the great white throne.
Oh, yeah.
Some will say, signs and wonders we have done. But he will say, did I not speak through my prophet and my son? Repentance is required of men. Take them all away. Rend your hearts and not your garments,
yes, Lord,
said the king unto the Lord. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Rend your heart and cry aloud. Let your voice be heard. Those who call on his name shall be saved.
Hallelujah. Yes.
There are those who wonder why God won't hear their cry. Don't I do a lot of good, I hear them say. The scripture is so simple, if we follow and obey. Atonement through Messiah's blood is the only way. Rend your hearts and not your garments, said the king unto the Lord. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Rend your hearts and cry aloud. Let your voice be heard. Those who call on his name shall be saved. The time has come, the season here, the end of times, the end of days is hand, when God will pour his spirit out upon the land. The harvest will be plenty for all of those who pray. If you want the Spirit's power, listen when he says, rend your hearts and not your garments, said the king unto the Lord. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Rend your hearts and cry aloud. Let your voice be heard. Those who call on his name shall be saved. Those who call on his name shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Ye shall be hated of all men.
Hallelujah.
For my name's sake.
Yes, Lord.
But he that endureth to the end,
yes,
shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Did we not hear the gracious words of the prophet?
Amen.
Exhorting us to continue in the faith.
Amen.
And that we must, through much tribulation,
Hallelujah,
enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So again, I stand before you by faith, endeavoring to do the will of God. That God might be glorified.
Hallelujah.
And the church might be edified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's evident that the Lord loves us.
Amen.
It's written like this: for God so loved the world.
Amen.
that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. And if he laid down his life for us, yeah, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're blessed to be in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day.
Yes.
Gathered in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Endeavoring together with one accord.
Okay.
Amen. To call on the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it shall come to pass.
Glory.
Whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
Hallelujah. All right.
Bless you, Lord.
The Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we do have it good to be here with the saints of God.
Yes, Lord.
To be at the Christian community.
Hallelujah.
We do have it good to have faith in God.
Yes.
To have a God who won't fail us.
Amen.
Who will not forsake us. God who's forever with us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God who knows all about us.
Glory.
Still loves us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Am I coming across okay on this speak? No. Hey, they say I'm not coming across. Come on, saints. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God
the praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Give God. Is precious. More precious than gold.
Hallelujah.
They perish.
Hallelujah.
Even the gold is tried by fire.
Yes, Lord.
And it shall abound under praise and glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
At the appearing of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, one place Paul said Satan hindered us. Well, that's what he does.
Amen.
But he will not prevent us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We're overcomers.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, we love not our lives unto the death. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, the things that hinder you, the things that hinder us, they give us good reason, good excuse, why we shouldn't do the things that God would have us to do. That's hindrance. We know that we are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, love one another with a pure heart, serve one another by love, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, forgive one another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the hindrance spirits give us reasons why we shouldn't do that.
Hallelujah.
Because Satan is a liar. He's a murderer and a thief. And we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. We're not subject. We have power over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We're not conquerors. We're more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the name of Jesus. That's by faith now.
By faith.
By faith. Praise God. There was a time when the disciples were out in their ship and a storm arose. Of course, Jesus was with them. Y'all remember that account?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let me see. It came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. There it is. I found it in Luke chapter 8. And he said unto them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep.
Amen.
And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And when they were filled with water and were in jeopardy, and they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master,
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 we perish.
Yes.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased.
Amen.
And there was a great calm.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto them,
yes.
Where's your faith?
That's right. Hallelujah.
Where is your faith?
Yes, God.
Where's your faith? He said.
Hallelujah.
Where is your faith in God? Where's your faith today, say? When the Son of Man comes, he's going to say, where's your faith? He's going to say, where's your faith? It's about maintaining the faith. Huh? Yes, it is. Through all the trials, and they come to try our faith. You know what our trials say? Where is your faith? Hallelujah! Come on, trials. You know what they say? Where's your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith in God? And faith in God, rise up, say, here I am. About our trials,
no.
They come looking for our faith.
Right.
We just want to pay up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Present it. We have faith,
right,
because God has given us faith.
Yes.
It's the faith of the Son of God, who loved us,
hallelujah,
gave himself for us.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They being afraid wonder, saying one to another, what manner of man is this?
What manner?
For he commanded even the winds and the waters, and they obeyed him.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Power to tread on scorpions. Power to tread on serpents. Hallelujah. And nothing shall any, no wise hurt thee. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, our faith is sorely being tried. But let us rejoice in that. Huh? Let us give glory to God. He counts us worthy to suffer for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yes. So have you considered the saints down at Kennedy's? Yeah. The devil have considered us. We know that, don't we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And speaking with the saints sometimes, in their walk, they find some discouragement. That's how it is, you know.
Yes.
We must overcome it.
Overcome it.
Huh?
Yes.
How is that? By the blood of the Lamb. By faith. By the word of our testimony. As we love not our lives unto the death. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I hear all kind of talk about despising and mocking, two-faced, stabbing in the back. Well, you can't let these things move you.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we look beyond all of that.
Right.
We get our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I've said and I'll say again, if I look to all the things that people say and all the things that people do, all the things, then I wouldn't serve God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worship God. I wouldn't even be here now.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned about what somebody said. But I'm thinking about what Jesus said.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Hallelujah. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Yeah, the devil is alive. Hallelujah. And whatever happens to me, whatever my lot, I want to be believing in Jesus Christ when it happens. I'm satisfied with that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Won't let the devil take that from me.
Hallelujah.
Come on, suffer. You can look better than that.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Yeah, the devil is going to hell. And to the lake of fire. Everybody understand that? Death, hell, the grave, Satan, into the lake of fire. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, there's no reason why we shouldn't serve the Lord. No reason why we shouldn't gather together. No reason why we should not love one another, serve one another. Huh? No time to throw in the towel now. Now's our salvation nearer than when we believe. Don't you know that's why the trials are more fiercer? They're coming with more intensity. Praise the Lord. They're increasing in frequency. Don't you know that?
Hallelujah.
Lift up your head. Look up. Your redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah. Yeah, we must needs go this way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Just a little while, saints. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. Praise the Lord. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Those by the wayside or they that hear, then come the devil.
Hmm?
Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved.
Amen.
They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy. These have no root. But when a while, which for a while believe, and in the time of temptation, fall away.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches, and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
How many have heard the good word of God? How many have heard the voice of the last day prophet?
Amen.
How many sat under his teaching, his preaching, his proclamation, Praise the Lord. Telling us about this time and about getting out of the churches and getting out of debt and getting with the people of God. Huh? Preparing our hearts, getting ready to meet our God. How many have we heard the message? Well, it will be required of us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But speaking of the things that hinder, we just read about.
Hallelujah.
They are riches and pleasures.
Yes, Lord.
Of this life. Cares and riches. Cares and riches and pleasures of this life.
My Lord.
Hmm?
Amen.
We can have our minds saturated with all kinds of things. And if we aren't careful, they will overcome us.
Oh, yes, it will.
But there's a word that says that we should bring every thought captive. We should cast down imaginations.
Yes, Lord.
Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
Having in a readiness to revenge our disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
We should be obedient to the faith.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
The admonition is don't let the cares of this life overtake you.
Yes, Lord.
It'll choke that word.
Yes,
you won't be able to bring forth fruit to perfection. What can we be concerned about? Well, if I name some things, I might get in trouble. You know that. Why? Because that's what we do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's okay to be concerned about it. As long as they don't keep your mind off of Jesus and the things of God and doing what God would have you to do.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let them be a hindrance to you. Don't let them make you stop doing what you need to do for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You got to leave something undone. Make sure you leave that undone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we can be concerned about all sorts of things.
Amen.
Especially concerning our neighbor. What they do and what they don't do.
Hmm?
That would be quite a hindrance.
Amen.
Hmm? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Master, how come your disciples don't wash their hand before they eat? See what I mean? How come they plucking that corn on the Sabbath day? You know, they do break the law doing that.
Oh, God.
Hmm? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Our Father.
Well, there's many things that come against my mind. Oh, yeah. That's why I know it's the same way with you.
Hallelujah.
And I know that we like to think that no one's going through what we're going through. That the problem we have is it's unique. And the situation is unique and the answer is unique.
Right.
That's a lie.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You may be going through something different or dealing with something different, but it's the same.
Amen.
Everybody understand that?
Amen.
The same thing you tell your neighbor, you need to put that on and wear.
Right.
You know, you say, well, you forgive them. Well, that's what the Lord tells us to do.
Right.
Oh, but it's me. Yeah, that when it's against me, it's different now. You remember old David? He said, kill a man like that ought to die.
Amen.
You know, concerning somebody else.
Right.
Nathan said, you're the man.
You're the man.
David said, have mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord is merciful.
Yes, he is.
And long-suffering. Yeah, put away David's sin.
Right.
Put away your sin.
Amen.
Put away my sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
But anytime we find ourselves in a situation where we are not forgiving, we are holding ourselves hostage.
Amen.
Yeah, no one is forgiven except they forgive.
Amen.
That's just, I don't care what they've done to you. You need to make sure that no one does you like that.
Amen.
You need to do that.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
You need to consider yourself.
Yes, Lord.
What should you consider about yourself? Well, the sins that you committed were the same.
Amen.
Amen.
They called for the death of our Savior.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Called for the blood to be shed.
Yes.
Huh? Called for the sacrifice to be given.
Glory, huh? Jesus.
Not your sister's sin, not your brother, your sin.
Huh?
Yeah, your sin. If nobody else had a sin, your sin alone would have caused the death of the Savior. Huh? You know he died for you.
Hallelujah.
That's because of your sin. Praise the Lord. He forgave your sin.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, what should we do? Oh, yeah. It's amazing how we say it, but we have trouble when it comes to doing it.
My Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Which tells us that we lack understanding.
Yes.
Yeah, unforgiveness, that we do really lack understanding of what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
When you come to a good realization of what the Lord has done, you will readily forgive. Hallelujah. Even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave you. What's it going to profit you not to forgive?
Amen.
It's going to cost your life. It's going to cost your soul.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Is that what you want? What will a man give in exchange for his soul?
Oh,
I'm going to hold this grudge. I'm not going to forgive. Really?
My Lord.
How foolish, huh?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Well, I've got another one to read.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. And one of the company said unto him, Master, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me.
My Lord.
And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge,
oh God,
or a divider over you? Is not he the righteous judge?
Amen.
Well, he asked the question, and then he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness.
Yes, Lord.
For man's life consisteth not in the abundance
right.
of the things which he possess.
Amen.
Do you know the things that the Lord has given you?
Oh, God.
Huh? Can't be bought with silver or gold. Huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. With all the riches in this world, all the riches in Egypt, can't buy what God has given you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, how do we esteem those? If we aren't careful, we'll find ourselves whining about the stuff that isn't worth anything. While we despise the good stuff that God has given us. Stuff that silver and gold can't buy. Stuff that's going to outlast time. Endure throughout eternity. Praise the Lord. Don't let the enemy trick us and get us thinking about temporal things. Come on, saints. Beware of covetousness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He's a very present help.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'll read on just a little bit, okay? It says here, he spake a parable unto them. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater.
Amen.
And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods.
Yes.
And I will say to my soul, So, that was much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, be merry.
Yes.
grudge one against another.
My Lord.
Despise the brother.
Mm.
Forsake the fellowship.
My Lord.
Take thine ease.
Yeah, Jesus.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Uh-huh.
But God said unto him, thou fool, this night shall thou so be required of thee.
Yes, Lord.
Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Amen.
Huh? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself.
Hallelujah.
And is not rich toward God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 He that is rich toward God hath durable goods.
Amen.
That mean they last.
Yes.
They don't run out. They don't falter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Wisdom of God say, lay up treasure in heaven. Where moth and rust does not corrupt, and the thieves don't break through and steal it.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. What a treasure it is for us to gather with the saints. I heard the prophet speaking. Some would say, man, y'all are blessed down there. Yeah, I don't have anyone to pray with. I don't have any brother to gather in the dining hall with. Huh? Praise the Lord. Here we are with so many blessings.
Undeserving.
That's what we are.
Why
don't you know that your brother and sister is a gift from God? We despise God's gifts.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know we have a responsibility? Huh? That we are stewards. That we are our brother's keeper.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But remind me also of the account in the Psalms about the people in the wilderness who asked God. They made their request, and God did give it to them.
Yes, he did.
But he sent leanness into their soul.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Of course, we know about leanness of the soul. How do you know we know, Pastor Wright? Well, I see our response when we preach. I see our response to our brother and our sister. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Yeah, I see how we make our efforts to get to the house of prayer.
My Lord.
What we do when we get there. Huh? Yeah, leanness.
Oh, my Lord.
Maybe we got what we wanted, but we lost what we had. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to be convinced time and time again that we should rejoice in the Lord. Everybody's still not convinced. You understand that? I heard the prophet saying, I shouldn't have to tell you to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Seek the things that are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above. It's written in the singular, affection. Set your affection on things above. Not on things on the earth.
Amen.
Ye are dead.
Yes.
And your life is hid with Christ and God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Yeah, as the song say, God will take care of you.
Yes, he will. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Glory.
All right. I've got some more. Just for a little while.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, our Father.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Glory.
All right. Luke 12.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. A treasure in the heavens.
Hallelujah.
That faileth not where no thief approaches.
Glory to God.
Neither moth corrupted. For where your treasure is,
yes, Lord,
there will your heart be also.
Yes, God.
Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning.
Hallelujah.
Ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord.
Glory.
When he will return from the wedding.
Yes.
And when he cometh and knocketh, they may open up unto him immediately.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed are those servants.
Glory.
Whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Yes.
Watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meet, and will come forth and serve them.
Hallelujah.
If he come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come,
yes, Lord,
he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through.
Amen.
Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
The Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household?
Yes.
To give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is that servant.
Hallelujah.
Whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find.
Oh, yes.
So doing.
So doing.
Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath.
Amen.
But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him.
Yes, Lord.
And in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers.
Jesus.
That servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself. We heard the good preaching. All the admonitions.
Glory.
We've been reproved.
Amen.
We've been rebuked.
Yes.
Exhorted.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And prepared not himself. Neither did according to his will shall be beaten.
Glory.
With many stripes.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Certain man had two sons.
Oh, Jesus.
I found that in Luke 15. Listen to this one. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. I found this one in Matthew chapter 21. Let's maybe run them concurrent. All right? Here we go. Matthew 21. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not.
Hallelujah.
But afterwards he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not.
Yes, Lord.
Whether of them twain did the will of the Father?
Yes, Lord.
They said to him, the first.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hmm?
Yes. Amen.
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 Jesus says unto them, verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you.
Yes.
But John came unto you in the way of righteousness. You believed him not.
Hallelujah.
But the publicans and the harlots,
yes,
believed him. And ye, when you have seen it, you repented not. Afterwards, that you might believe him.
Hallelujah.
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 Certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.
Bless you, Jesus.
And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance.
Hallelujah.
With righteous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him into the field.
Hallelujah.
To feed swine.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. He would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came unto himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare?
Amen.
And I perish with hunger.
Hallelujah.
I will arise and go to my father's house. For I have sinned against heaven.
Yes.
And before thee.
Yes.
And am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.
Amen.
He arose and went to his father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What about the other son? Well, he stayed home.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Hmm? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, his elder son was in the field as he came and drew nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing.
What?
And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. He said unto him, thy brother is come.
Hallelujah.
And thy father has killed the fatted calf because he hath received him safe and sound.
Hallelujah.
He stayed home, you know.
Yes.
And he was angry and would not go in.
Glory.
Therefore came his father out and entreated him.
Come on.
Yes. And he answered, said to his father, he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee.
Yes.
Neither transgressed at any time thy commandments. Yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf.
Hmm?
Well, the father said,
Son,
thou art ever with me.
Yes.
And all that I have is thine.
Amen.
It was meet that we should make merry and be glad.
Yes, amen.
For this thy brother was dead and is alive again.
Hallelujah.
And was lost and is found.
Hallelujah.
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 So we had the one son who went out, wasted his substance.
Yes.
But then he remembered what the father had.
Yes.
And what the work thereof.
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
He remembered the blessing that he had left.
Glory.
Huh? The sweet fellowship.
Hallelujah.
And he, after that, discerned the price of it, the worth of it.
Yes, Lord.
And it caused him to go back to it.
Hallelujah.
Then there was one that stayed there.
Yes.
Huh? Who didn't discern the worth of it. Who didn't discern the blessing of it. You know, sort of like some of us here. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do you know, Pastor? Because we murmur, we complain. We don't say, all that the Father has is mine.
Amen.
We don't say it like that.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, let's remember how the story is now.
Yes.
And we don't even know, because it doesn't say, whether that elder son ever went in or not. I don't know. You know, maybe somebody know, but I can't find it in there.
Right.
It says the father went out to entreat him.
Right.
He was angry. We don't know how that turned out.
Right.
Hmm? Elder son, right there with the blessings all the time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Sort of like us, right? Got the blessings overflowing.
My Lord.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are some people that understand the worth of it. So that I was down there, that I could walk through the door of the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Oh, that I could gather with the saints of God.
Yeah.
Oh, that I could suffer affliction with the people of God. Huh?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'd like to think that the elder son went in. That gives us hope.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that he said, yeah, man, I've been here all the time, and though I said I didn't transgress, I've been a transgressor worse than my brother. I need to repent myself. Maybe I'll join that brother with that fatted calf. Huh? I can say I've sinned too.
Hallelujah.
That's when we repent, when we say, Father, I have sinned. Glory, glory. Not when we confess everybody else's sin. That's not repentance. When we say, Father, I have sinned.
Hallelujah.
So maybe that elder son got to that point that he said, oh man, Father, I've sinned. I've despised my brother. Huh? I'm not trying to realize the worth, the blessing that I have here. I'm not giving thanks sufficiently.
Hallelujah.
How about it? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, here we are, you know, we're saying we'll go You know, like the other son. Father, I'll go. Are we going? Father, I'll go to the tabernacle. Praise the Lord. I'll go to the field with the brothers. Praise the Lord. I'll suffer along with the saints. I won't complain about everything they do. Come on. Well, we said we go, but are we going? If we're going to do the will of God, we'll have to do it, not say it. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. So I never did wake up in the morning and get my mind going in such a way, you know, so that I don't, because if I don't do something, that's what I'll do. I'll complain about Brother Spencer. Yeah, I would. You know that, don't you? You say, yeah, me too. I know. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know. We complain about the sisters because they don't do it in the kitchen the way I do it. They don't clean up after themselves. They don't. You know, praise the Lord. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, many times it's hard for us to deal with people because our hearts aren't right. And I ask God to help me all the time. Because if not, then I won't get it right. So help my heart, Lord. I want to respond righteously. You know. And as God give you help, then you can easily deal with your brother or sister. In the sense that with God's help, you're going to go forth with the right attitude, right spirit, right intent. If you do that, whatever they do won't mess up your peace. Now, if you go to them and their response screws you up, you didn't go right. Everybody understand? When you do it right, they won't take your peace, no matter what they do. So I'm speaking in righteousness today. No matter what you do, I'm still going to rejoice. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm still going to rejoice. Why? Because Jesus paid it all. Oh, that's a work of grace going on in my heart. Be redolent of heaven.
Thank you,
Father. You know, have that heavenly fragrance.
Thank you.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
glory,
thank
glory.
You. Glory.
Hallelujah. We don't need to major in the minor saints. You know,
thank
be consumed
you,
with all the earthly
thank
things
you,
and have no time for the things of God.
Hallelujah.
Let's do it the other way.
Let's
have time for God. And then we can say, we have no time for the devil. Is it all right? Hallelujah. The devil has time for you. Yes, that's all he has time for you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you are his target. We are his target. The one he's shooting for, the one that he would like to kill and to destroy. But there's a hedge of protection round about the people of God. The angel of God encamped about them and fear him. Somebody say amen. Of the Lord encamped about us even now.
Amen.
Even now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I hope I said that right. You know, when you do something in righteousness,
bless you, Jesus.
The response that comes back won't mar your peace. If it does, you didn't do it right. You understand? You ask Brother Spencer for some help and he don't give it to you. You get angry. You didn't ask in righteousness.
Hallelujah.
You were demanded. You understand that?
Hallelujah.
And many times we like to blame the person for their response. But the answer is we didn't go in righteous. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I told you the test now.
Amen.
If you're upset by the response, you didn't do it right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
So, Lord, help us to elicit a righteous response as we go forth in righteousness. You know, because the grace of God hath appeared unto us, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we should live righteously and godly in this present world. Working righteously, how? By faith. up real, real tight. Yes, faith, because yes, when the Son of Man comes, he's going to be looking for it. When your fiery trial shows up, he's going to be looking for it. Where's your faith? Put it to the test.
Yes.
He know that it's good.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
We'll find out it is good.
It is good.
He'll get us to the end.
Yeah.
Then what? Well, we'll be saved.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, saints. Let us stand. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we would take heed to the things that we've heard.
Amen.
Lest at any time we let them slip. And easily we can be overcome with the cares and the pleasures, the riches of this life. And forget about the riches that we have.
Hallelujah.
The riches that are ours.
Amen.
Not because we've earned them, because the Father has given them. You know, we have an inheritance.
Hallelujah.
Because our Father left us an inheritance.
Yes, God.
It's incorruptible and
Amen.
Undefiled.
Amen.
It fadeth not away.
Amen.
It's preserved in heaven for
Hallelujah.
You. We're kept by the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Through faith.
Amen.
Unto salvation.
Amen.
So don't let the enemy get your faith.
No.
He mess around with your emotions and interposing thoughts and, you know, making you have evil thoughts and evil surmising. What should I do? Say, get thee behind me, say. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tell him what God said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
You can start out by saying, God said you were a liar.
Yes.
And a thief. And a murderer.
Glory.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Pastor, this thing a little bit tall for you.
Yeah.
I know it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
About right there, huh?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I'd like to sing a song first. Just the first stanza. Oh Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
I heard the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name. I'd like to read a scripture here that helped me through this week. Bless you, Jesus. Found in Psalms 73. We'll read verse 26. It says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. Oh, and my portion forever. That's God. Through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us here, Lord God, and keeping us here, Lord God. We thank you for the word that we've heard today, Lord God, and that we rejoice even now, Lord God. For you chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And we do thank you, Lord God, for the preaching of the word of God today. We do thank you for the Sabbath. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the rest today and the rest that remaineth to the people of God, Lord God. We look forward to that rest today, Lord God. Oh, we're expecting it, Lord God. We receive it even now by faith in our hearts, Lord God. And we rest in you, Lord God. And we do thank you, Father. We do thank you, Lord God, for the Sabbath day. We do thank you, Lord God, for this reminder every week, Lord God. And we find that the time is being cut short, Lord God. Oh, yes, that this reminder comes more often and quicker, even every week now, Lord God, to remind us of your coming, to remind us of the reward that you will bring us, Lord God. That reward, Lord God, that says, you are mine. And that reward that says, enter into my rest. Oh, yes, Lord God, it will be a rest, Lord God. Even today, it's a rest, Lord God, that we receive by faith. We do bless you, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, for the men of God, for Pastor Rice, for the prophet, Lord God, for every brother and sister, Lord God, those of like precious faith, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to encourage one another. Oh, yes, as we see that day approaching, and we do see it approaching, Lord God. Seems like every day, Lord God, we see something that tells us that Jesus is coming in our lifetime. And that is our prayer. So we pray, Lord God, come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One piece.
Oh, you had trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Imolo Kosaya. Lambo Koria Shea. Imashekia. Loko. Lambo Kesia. Lato Koba Kosaya. Yea, the word of the Lord would say unto this world, and yea, even to my people, you have mocked my servant. You have just treated him spitefully. You have rejected the words that I have spoken to his mouth. You have challenged the integrity of his heart. This is my servant. He's not his own. You have touched an apple of my eye because you will not hear. Therefore, because you have not heard, calamity upon calamity and tragedy upon tragedy and evil upon evil and destruction on destruction shall be upon this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, world. I sent unto you prophets. And I have sent you this prophet, saith God. Now you mock that again. What a foolish thing to do, to send an old man so uncouth, huh? So unlearned, so unpersonable. You know, clothed in camel's hair, honey dripping as he eats the honey and the grasshoppers. What an unholy way to present prophet of God, huh?